Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a big fan of Mark, you know, always have been. I'm a big fan of all of our guys, but you know, Mark's been here a long time, you know, and we've been through a lot together, all of us, and so I'm proud of him. You know, I'm not surprised at all. I expected him to have the type of season he's having. So
that's John Harbaugh talking about his veteran tight end, former All-Pro tight end Mark Andrews, who yesterday agreed on a 3-year, $39 million extension, 26 of it's guaranteed, average annual salary of 13.1. I did not, Ed, nor see this one coming.
I didn't either, because, I mean, I've listened to what everyone else seems to be thinking, that this is going to be his last season here. But I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I think likely has hurt himself. I don't mean physically. I mean in the eyes of the team. And it may have prompted it. Maybe it's something they see too. I said likely he's costing himself money. And now it looks like it may be very true.
Yeah, I don't think any of us expected this because we all thought likely was the
likely successor.
Yes. Yeah. And again, if they're not seeing eye to eye on the money, and if you're the Ravens and you're looking at the situation you're in, I still think any way this gets sliced, it likely gets some sort of franchise or transition tag in case it's case they try to trade him. But I still think he's still in their plans. I just think this is the backup option in case something goes wrong. And this is a really nice backup option to have when you have no tight ends under contract.
Well, I've also heard grumblings that likely isn't very happy in terms of the offensive philosophy, usage, and things like that, and has been vocal about it.
The either-or offense.
So I don't know whether that goes into it. You know, maybe – who knows? Maybe Likely's campus said, you know, we don't really want to come back. You know, I mean, we did have that before with Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown wanted out because he didn't like the offensive philosophy.
But they didn't want to use their soldiers. What's the point in having them?
Yeah. You know, G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
So
No limit.
Maybe some of that has something to do with it as well. You never know. But because out of nowhere, you get this extension. There was no talks of any extension. I'm not saying just because we didn't hear it, they weren't working on it. But I would love to know how long, when did they pivot to this? This is a strange time. Am I right? To have a contract extension.
Yeah.
Strange timing.
Absolutely.
So it makes you think maybe there was a pivot somewhere.
It looks like something prompted this because you're right. It's an odd time. It's halfway through a kind of frustrating season.
Yeah.
It's not something you'd expect. Like, all of a sudden you get this newsy, an extension. Like,
Mark Andrews, Merry Christmas.
Right. You know? You think that's a, you know, kind of a check to Isaiah Likely, letting him, like, hey.
I think it is.
I think it has something to do with maybe they realize, Jeremy, this isn't working with Likely. We don't want to franchise him. That's a lot of money for 1 year for a tight end that hasn't proven to be worth that kind of money yet. We think he can be, but he hadn't done it. So, bird in the hand. Mm-hmm. We got Mark Andrews here. He still has something left in the tank. Let's go ahead and wrap him up now and free up some money. You never know. I just think it has something more to do with their relationship with Likely than anything else.
But do they eventually put two in the bush is what we want to know. If they got a bird in the hand, right?
Right.
It's worth two in the bush.
Yes.
I think that's how the old saying goes.
Bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Well, what if it's your bush? Because then those are technically your birds. Right, Ed? Is that how the math works or no?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Too tired. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. Both the Ravens and Steelers have bad games last week. Should the Ravens be favored by 6 points? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. Yeah, they both had bad games. I think the Ravens on paper, the guys who you agree, are a better team on paper. On top of that, they're playing in Baltimore.
Well, you said, didn't you go on a couple Pittsburgh stations yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone on a bunch of Pittsburgh stations. I go on another one today, podcasts and all this. And it's funny the way that everyone's kind of talking about this game, because if you're looking at these teams that seem like mirror images of themselves, except for the fact that the Ravens have their franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Like when you look at the Steelers, you're going, which direction are they going next year? Who are they after this season when the Aaron Rodgers experiment's done? Because I don't think you're moving to Mason Rudolph or somebody else. You're looking for a quarterback, whereas the Ravens are going to have him in the fold. And even if you have this lull, if you will, you'd expect them to bounce back next year. But the Ravens have a lot of things to figure out on their own, too. So the question kept coming up about the similarities in coaches, the fact that they've been there so long, and it seems like the fan base thinking they get a pass on a lot of things.
The Pittsburgh stations, even the jocks, done with Tomlin.
Yep.
Absolutely done.
And then the other part of that, too, is the fact that in this game, if the Ravens would have beat the Bengals, I think the Ravens are closer to like a 7.5, 10-point, like somewhere in that range of being a favorite. The fact that you lose, I think this is what happens.
Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How you doing, man?
All right. About Andrew, there ain't no surprise. Andrew, he always going to be a Raven. You know what I mean? I don't care what likely do. You can't place that, man. He'd be up there. He ran with Ray Lewis, Suggs, and Jonathan Hawkins class. He going to ring on him. You know, I'm mad at what to give him. Take care of him.
He's definitely a ring of honor guy. Yep.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, we say that now. Nobody thought he was re-signing. I mean, I don't know anybody who thought at the beginning of the season, Mark Andrews was going to re-sign with the Baltimore Ravens. Extend. I don't know anybody who thought that.
I got to make sure I went back and didn't make any statements like, there's no way he'll re-sign. If he does, I'll do this, because then I'm stuck.
Manny in Essex. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning.
Listen, that's a great move. That's a really great move that they did to sign Andrews, because Andrews has a lot in his tank. He reminds me just like Kelsey.
Manny, they just got to get Ricard locked up now, right?
Hey, Ricard, we got to sign him 100%, baby. Listen, Andrews has got a lot in his tank still. I mean, Likely's good. I mean, I love Likely, but now if you notice, lately, they're using a lot of Kohler. Kohler this, touchdown, Kohler this. Likely's not really in the picture a lot. So sign Andrews, save a lot of money, trade Likely, and get something for him right now that we can.
You can't trade him now. His contract is up at the end of the year, so you can't trade him. You would have to trade him before. I think he alluded to what I said earlier. I think this is more of their opinion about Likely than anything else. Mm-hmm. I think they've moved on from him in so many ways.
Yes. I agree with you. I think he is whatever's happened to him, I think he's just hurt himself and he's cost himself. Because he was the heir apparent. Most people thought Andrews would be gone and he'd be stepping in and all that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What do they do for tight end two?
Right now, I mean, you could bring Kohler. So like with what Manny said.
I don't mind bringing, if you moved on from Likely, I don't mind bringing Kohler back.
No, Kohler's your blocking tight end. I mean, he kind of came in.
He's been catching more balls. So.
Yeah, but I think the point of that, too, is like the way that the Ravens would use their fullbacks here, right? Kyle Juszczyk being the pass catcher. Who was the guy before Juszczyk? There was another, like, extreme pass-catching fullback they had, or maybe it was shortly after. But
because he had Vontae Leach before him.
Yeah, he wasn't really much of a pass. Every once in a while, you throw him the ball. But he was that true, hey, I'm just going to go block whoever the hell's in front of me. But no, when it comes down to it, like you're bringing Charlie Kohler on the field when you're running your 22 personnel and you've got your two tight end sets. And because you pay so much attention to the other guy, when he never goes out, you sneak him out. And all of a sudden, it's like nobody's paying attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you come up with that great touchdown call, the pass that they had, where I'm like, run the ball. Oh, that worked out. Never mind. You know, like you see that all the time. But I think Kohler, it's not going to cost you much to bring him back until he becomes like a vested vet. And then you're like, oh, we got to pay this guy $1.5 million because he's, you know, been in the league for this long.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.